like to be public comment?
Allison Porchoffer.
Allison, okay. Allison, why don't you go up to the podium, right? And make sure the mic's on, please.
Good evening. Thank you for providing math data by grade ahead of tonight's meeting. While it is helpful to see growth of students by grade in math and reading, I am requesting the administration present a summary of our kindergarten through first graders' oral reading fluency growth from fall to winter at an upcoming meeting. Math provides a piece of the puzzle, but in K-1, the math growth reading test is read to students, and it doesn't ask them to decode, so it's not a complete measure of their growth as a reader. Because the district doesn't currently have a literacy curriculum that includes explicit and systematic teaching of phonics, I would like to know what that data looks like for our youngest readers and what instructional shifts are being recommended as a result of analysis of that data. This is in no way an assumption that that data will show a lack of growth. I am simply asking that the administration present it and that the board discuss it. And next steps as they relate specifically to consistent phonics instruction across the district. I also wanted to express my disappointment. It would be great if I could have administrators on text on addressing them. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. I also wanted to express my disappointment with and would like to know the reason why the district waited until January of 2023 to begin reviewing a curriculum we knew was ineffective at teaching foundational reading skills in 2020. And while I have no doubt the pilot will be thorough, I know that it will, because D41's committee work didn't begin until January of this year, this means we'll wait another school year for full implementation of a new literacy curriculum district-wide. And I'm really excited that kids will get a taste for the new phonics curriculum, the new literacy curriculum next year, but I know very well that the pilot is simply that, it's just a taste. So again, we're going to have to wait a whole other year for district-wide phonics. Our teachers need that help. Our kids need that help. This is a disappointment to parents, and it's a detriment to our students. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I just didn't sign up. Sorry.
Jesus.
But I still get to speak, yeah? Or do you have to sign your form? You need the form?
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, we need the form.
Yes.
I'm happy to fill out the form after the fact. I don't want to slow this down. I just have a celebration. This weekend, the Hadley Junior High Drama Club did four stunning performances of Back to the 80s. And they were fantastic shows. And so I just want to have a shout out to the students who are up there on stage, giving it their all. It was amazing to see their confidence and their swagger and the songs and the way that they just belted it out. It was so unbelievable to think that this was a junior high production. And it couldn't have happened without all of the volunteers and certainly the support of the Hadley custodial staff. And just a shout out to Gina Woods, who's the director, Gabby Winter, who is a District 41 alum, who did the choral arrangement.
30 seconds.
Oh my gosh. There's a long list of other people. A shout out to Liza Suri, who has done this for years, and this is her last year in doing it. Carrie Brondike, who has a couple more years left, but lots of hard work in there. Camp Karen Winter as well. Kate Marsh, Michelle Neferatos, Lisa Brooks, who held my hand through the whole costume process, and there was a long, long list of people chaperoning all those things. So thank you to everyone for making that happen.
Thank you.